In Egypt, the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi has changed things, not just for Egyptians, but also for another group of Arabs living in that country. It's a story of how when one group falls from grace, so do those who are perceived to be its supporters. Under the rule of the Muslim Brotherhood, Egypt was a safe haven for Syrians fleeing the war in their country. Now, as NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Cairo, the power shift in Egypt is putting Syrians in danger.
The trouble for Syrians in Egypt actually started last month, before Morsi's ouster. It was mid-June, and Morsi was already losing popularity as the Egyptian state faltered. Instead of talking about Egypt's internal problems, Morsi spoke at a massive rally in a football stadium that was all about Syria. Morsi announced he was cutting diplomatic ties with Syria. He said Syrians fighting to oust their president deserved Egypt's support. "We are ready for you, Syria," he said, using a version of the word ready that's often used during religious ceremonies and by jihadist fighters. Many took it as a call to arms. All of a sudden, the hundreds of thousands of Syrians who've sought refuge here in Egypt were perceived as allies of Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood, whether they wanted to be or not. Then, Morsi was ousted. 5 days later, more than 50 Morsi supporters were shot dead by Egyptian security forces. Unverified reports circulated in the Egyptian press that authorities had arrested an armed Syrian who provoked the military to shoot. The Egyptian government announced it would require Syrians to get visas and security clearances before entering Egypt. Syrians were turned away at the airport. Then the real trouble started. On his nightly news talk show, Egyptian TV anchor Yusuf al-Husseini compared Syrians to lice. "If you Syrians support Morsi," he said, "why don't you just leave Egypt? If you stay and get involved in Egypt, you will get 30 shoes thrown at you."
One minute we were in one situation, suddenly everything was different. It was obvious that there was going to be a different situation for Syrians that were here in Egypt.
That's Syrian activist Rami Jara. He says he was chased out of a cab at knife point after the driver recognized his accent. Other Syrians told us they've been insulted in the street. Abu Ayyad is a Palestinian Syrian who fled Syria with his wife and 4-year-old daughter. We reached him by Skype. Abu Ayyad entered Egypt during Morsi's time. He says airport authorities turned a blind eye to the fact that he didn't have the proper documents to enter Egypt. After Morsi was ousted, Abu Ayyad was pulled off a bus with 3 other Syrians at an Egyptian army checkpoint. He was held for 3 hours, then told he has 45 days to leave Egypt.
The sun has just gone down. We are in the October 6th neighborhood of Cairo next to the El Hosari Mosque. This is basically a parking lot that's been turned into this huge open-air cafe. There are big screen TVs, chairs set up everywhere. People are smoking shisha, drinking tea just after breaking the fast. This really is the heart of the Syrian community here in Cairo.
At a Syrian shawarma restaurant, Abdulaziz Al-Jahjar says his brother-in-law's 2 brothers escaped the war-torn Syrian city of Homs last week to board a flight to Egypt. After making it through dozens of dreaded government checkpoints, they thought they were home free. They were detained when they arrived in Egypt and held for 3 days. They haven't been heard from since. Now, the family here in Egypt is thinking of moving again, this time to Turkey. But they worry that won't remain an option either.
"And if they will close down the doors for us, even they, then we don't have any other option than to go back to death, to Syria."
The United Nations and Human Rights Watch have called on Egypt to reverse the visa policy. The Egyptian government says the measures are just temporary. But given the continued vitriol on Egyptian media against Syrians and the blame game going on here in Egypt, it appears that no matter what happens, the damage to Syrians has already been done. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Cairo.